Thomas Lee Jones, Tom, 238 not out, out of the Essex 500 plus total. Some magnificent performance by the team, but underpinned by you.
Well, no, it's nice. I think, like I say, there was a, you know, a team effort. I think the way Cookie obviously set us up with his 60, and Ravi unfortunately got 99, which is a shame because he really did deserve 100. But no, it's nice obviously to get a big score. I've been lacking that this year. You know, I've got a lot of 50s and small 100s, but never really kicked on. So it's nice to obviously get the runs today and put the team in a good position going forward.
I know, indeed, you said to me just a couple of weeks ago, despite the weight of runs that you'd scored, you were actually quite disappointed with the amount of runs. It all came right today. Was that, did that give you the incentive and challenge, you know, first of all to get the 100 and then to build on from that 150, then of course your highest score, little targets that help keep you focused perhaps?
Yeah, obviously, like, you know, when once you get 50, you never then go on as if you want to get out, but just unfortunately I've got a lot of 50s from the start of the year, or, you know, third way through the year right the way till now, and for whatever reason I haven't been able to kick on. So, you know, it was nice today to get through the 80s, get through the 90s, and then get that 100, which I've been desperate for since those early 100s. So it's more about the team. You know, I knew and we spoke that if one of the top three, top four can, you know, bat the day or, you know, get a big score, then you're going to be supported at the other end. So, you know, it was my day to take responsibility and get some runs. And last week it was Dan Lawrence, and, you know, the week before that it was Nick Brown. So it's nice that, you know, all the players are sort of stepping up and contributing.
It's been an ethos of the team this season, though, hasn't it? To pile up those big runs, and as you said, like you said, it needs someone to underpin that with a sizeable score. It was your performance today that did that. But that the team throughout the summer have just been building those big innings, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which has led to the success that we're having at the moment.
No, definitely, and you know, it's no coincidence that the wickets have been better. You know, they're starting to get better at the back end of last year, and they've been good cricket wickets this year. And it's been nice, you know, as a batter. I think, especially at Essex in the last, well, ever since I've been here, and the stats will probably suggest that it favours the seamers. So, you know, it's been nice this year to, our batters have stepped up and we've scored, you know, a lot of batting bonus points amongst us, so, which is fantastic. But equally, on good wickets, we've had two bowlers take 50 wickets already, Ports and Napes, and you've got Hoddy on 30. And Ravi on 40 wickets, so, you know, it's they're good cricket wickets, and you know, batters and bowlers can thrive.
Indeed, but I think on a day like today, when you scored your double century, we should leave it on a high note.
Yeah.
Just look at your own performance throughout the season. The 12th time in 16 first-class matches you've passed 50. It's your fifth first-class century of the summer. And perhaps in the words of the legend Graham Gooch, when you get there, when you get
make
to the 100,
it
make it a daddy.
Yeah.
You've done that, haven't you?
Well, it was nice to finally, yeah.
Tom, well played today.
Cheers,
man. Thank you.
Cheers.